Eddie, you know how it's a known phenomenon that people get ideas in the shower?
Mm-hmm.
So I swear that I get ideas when I'm working out. Like, they just pop into my head at a much faster rate than when I'm doing anything else. Do you see that?
Absolutely. I've written a book at the seat of my bicycle.
I'm Carrie Goldberg, and this is The Magic Pill.
I'm Dr. Eddie Phillips, and today we're getting our creative juices flowing. So you might already know this from experience, but just getting up and going even for a walk can kickstart your creative side. So what does Beethoven's Fifth have to do with walking? It turns out that walking might be the thank for some of Beethoven's greatest work.
Beethoven would sit down at his desk every morning and work until 2 or 3 in the afternoon, but he would take frequent breaks to walk outdoors during that time, which he said aided his creativity.
That's Mason Curry, author of the book Daily Rituals, How Artists Work.
And after that, he would go on another walk, a long, like, vigorous walk that would take up most of the rest of the afternoon. And on those walks, he always carried a pencil and a couple of sheets of music paper in his pocket so he could write down musical thoughts as they came to him.
And Beethoven was by no means alone.
Maybe the most extreme example is the French composer, Erik Satie. He lived in a suburb of Paris, and each day he would walk into the city a distance of about 6 miles. At least one musical scholar has proposed that Satie's unique sense of rhythm and musical beat can be traced to this kind of endless walking back and forth across the same landscape day after day.
So, Eddie, is this all sounding a little overly romantic?
It is, but actually there is science behind it, showing that walking can help you get those creative juices flowing, and specifically the brainstorming juices. A study out of Stanford compared two groups of people. So one group, they let walk on a treadmill. The other one, they just said, sit here, and we're going to have you do these tricky little tasks. This one was called alternate uses.
So it would say something like, how many different ways could you use a button?
That's the study's co-author, Daniel Schwartz. He's also dean of Stanford's Graduate School of Education.
And so a creative response would be something like as a little frisbee for a doll, right? So it's both unique and it's something that you could actually do with a button.
And the difference in the results between the walkers and the sitters was staggering.
When we counted up how many creative ideas people had, 95% of people were more creative when they were walking, and they were about 60% more creative on average. So it was a big effect.
So there's got to be a catch, right? Like, you have to be speed walking at a high intensity in order to, you know, kickstart that brainstorming. But no.
If you walk at a gait that's unnatural for you, it'll be disruptive. Go at a pace that's comfortable for you so that you can actually be thinking about something other than your gait and your breathing and things like that.
So you can take it easy. Exercise really can be a walk in the park. And you just might have some great ideas along the way.
Although, in my experience, sometimes the ideas seem great to me when I'm walking or running, but they don't turn out to be that great. Tomorrow, we'll talk about peer pressure, the good kind.
Today's song is Read Receipts by Kyle Thornton and the Company.
My friends say you're sweeter than the syrup on my pancakes, and the stakes are high, so I'ma try to spit my best game, strutting in them true religions like it was a Sunday. One day I hope you call me back. I'm still waiting for a text, girl, what's next? Just wondering why you keep leading me on. It's been a week, it's shawty, you can't even speak. I'm making friends with your red receipts. Maybe you're busy cause you're working on the night shift. Girl, I'm just looking for somebody I can vibe with. You like Becca? Or cool it like Icy. Go out to a party or crank up that Atari. It's been a week, and shawty, you can't even speak. I'm making friends with your red receipts. Girl,
don't mean to bother, I ain't even trying to holler. I'm just trying to chill and boogie to some Marvin. Order up some Chinese, baby, if you starving. Kicking back and watching flicks, milk by the carton. Pardon me, darling, you're pretty as can be, but still no reply, and we on week 3. But you ain't gonna waste my time, no, you ain't gonna kill my vibe. It's been a week, and shawty, you can't even speak. I'm making friends with your red receipts. Maybe you're busy cause you're working on the night shift. Girl, I'm just looking for somebody I can vibe with.
You like Echo,
or cool it like Icy. Go out to a party, or crank up that Atari. It's been a week, and shawty, you can't even speak. I'm making friends with your red receipts.
Girl, you cute, but you ain't the baddest. I hope you know you got a bad habit.
Shawty, you can't even speak. I'm making friends with your red receipts. Maybe you're busy cause you're working on the night shift. Girl, I'm just looking for somebody I can vibe with.
Think it like Echo,
or cool it like Icy. Go out to a party, or crank up that Atari. It's been a week, and shawty, you can't even speak. I'm making friends with your red receipts. It's been a week, and shawty, you can't even speak. I'm making friends with your red receipts. Maybe you're busy cause you're working on the night shift. Girl, I'm just looking for somebody I can vibe with.
You like Echo,
or cool it like Icy. Go out to a party, or crank up that Atari. It's been a week, and shawty, you can't even speak. I'm making friends with your red receipts. I'm making friends with your red receipts, yep. I'm making friends with your red receipts, yep.
I had to do it.